With many Massachusetts classrooms set to refill with students in just over a week, educators are still scrambling to get their vaccines. As WBUR's Max Larkin reports now, many are also coping with exhaustion and frustration.
It's 5:45 a.m., and I'm on the CVS website.
For much of March, this was Adam Stahl's morning routine. It'll sound familiar.
It says as of 5:42 a.m., all appointments have been booked. All right, well, let's check Walgreens.
Stahl teaches 8th grade science at Linfield Middle School. They've been hybrid and concurrent for almost the entire school year. So half the students in person, half on their computers at home.
If I've got 12 or 13 or 14 Zoomers, my digital students, I might have one with their camera on. Maybe you get their eyes in the top of their head.
Stahl came to teaching from the theater. Normally, he wants a packed house.
My style is very improvisational. But that improvisational factor depends on audience participation. And if I'm seeing 15 black squares, it really decreases my ability to do anything spontaneous.
But Stahl also has asthma. His wife teaches too, but at the college level, and they have two young children. Hence those urgent early morning searches for a vaccine appointment across four different websites.
All right, it's after 6 o'clock, and I'm going to double-check CVS. Nope, it says as of 5:57 a.m., all appointments booked. So I'll try again in a couple minutes.
Stahl finally got his first shot of the Pfizer vaccine at a CVS a week ago. His second shot won't be until mid-April. But already his mind is turning to more mundane problems. Like, how's a full, socially distanced classroom going to work?
How do I bring two groups of students who have never actually coexisted in the same space? How am I going to bring them together?
Nearly all of the state's public elementary schools will need to reopen fully by April 5th, according to state regulation. But Linfield will go one step further, reopening all of its schools by that date, despite a recent uptick in cases there. Even that phrase, reopening schools, it bothers Stahl.
That's something that people don't talk about enough. School's been open since September. Teachers have been doing their job, and it's the buildings that haven't necessarily been open.
Stahl says he's tried to make the most of the past year's transitions and to keep an optimistic attitude. But like many other teachers, he's built up a well of bitterness, too. Last spring, he says teachers were applauded for pivoting to online learning when COVID-19 was at its most frightening. Within a few months, though, they were scapegoats, accused of laziness, selfishness, of putting vulnerable people at risk. Stahl bristled especially when earlier this month, Governor Charlie Baker suggested that teachers' unions were trying to cut the line in the quest for vaccines, even as high numbers of cases were turning up in schools and state-mandated reopening dates loomed. On a recent school day, all of Stahl's remote students were working offline. It was a revelation.
For the first time since the start of the pandemic, I only taught the students in front of me. And it was fantastic.
So he's happy to return to something like normal, and unhappy about what it took to get there. It's an ambivalence befitting a very strange year.
I don't know that I can separate the two sides of the coin. You know, I will have lingering resentment and bitterness towards the political process and how decisions were made at the local level too, but I'm going to be joyful when I've got this awkward seating of 24 students in front of me, and I've got them all here.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.